What's going on, Dead Rabbits? How you doing? It's the one and only Gabe Gomez of that Dead Rabbit SC podcast, and we're here with my boys.
Yeah.
Got my baby brother, my middle brother, and he's an older brother, but he's kind of like a baby because this fool ain't got no money. Say what's up, Julian.
Pretty much the dark horse brother.
The dark horse brother. What's going on, peeps? How you been? I know it's been a minute. You know, I've been making big moves lately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Where are you going?
You know.
And did you pack correctly?
No, I don't ever pack correctly. I kind of just throw everything in a box and head out. That's usually what I do. How do you do it?
When I move?
Yeah.
Two steps to the left.
Okay.
One step to the right.
Yep.
And then I'll be back now, y'all.
Yeah. Or like when I move, you move. Just like that.
See? That's how we move.
Yeah. Right on. So we're on our way to Long Beach, guys. We're on our way to Long Beach.
LBC.
I did want to ask the question before we get started. It's very important. What happened to the honey bun that is now in place of the microphone? Where did that go?
I don't know where the honey bun went, bro.
He took more of my food. Where's the honey bun?
Here it is.
Oh, okay. I didn't want it to break somewhere. Here you go.
That motherfucker been in this car for a cool
About a week, right, Cam?
I bought it one day craving this shit and just didn't eat it. You know, I just didn't want it no more.
Yeah.
It was just there to
me.
I just look at it like it did something to me. Like, you fucking betrayed me the first day I wanted you.
Hey, look, your boy just entered the Rumble.
Oh, Booker T, that's my guy.
Yeah. Booker T's in
that
there.
Nigga.
At the same time, we're taking this drive. And
sorry, guys.
We're watching Booker T.
In Rancho Cucamonga, by the way.
Rancho Cucamonga, you know. Yeah, my stop.
Yes, it's in next Friday.
Somebody just hunked that.
You know,
like, let's go.
You said, this is my guy. Look, my guy.
They're not in Rancho.
Those houses are too in Rancho.
Rancho Cucamonga?
The house is in next Friday.
Yeah,
it is. Yep, it's out here. I just never seen it in person.
And also that sign that says Rancho Cucamonga. No, that's a real sign.
It's a prop.
No, it's a real sign. People told
me
that.
Oh, that's a real sign, bro. I think it was off of like Foothill back then.
All right, guys, we're gonna have to use one of our telephones to Google this and see what the truth is, because that's the first truth that we're gonna find on today's podcast.
Was next Friday really in Rancho Cucamonga?
I don't really think they listen to give a fuck about that.
The house is in Rancho Cucamonga, so has the sign.
But then again, I don't know how
the guy that was doing my tattoo told me. My new tat.
Ruffy, open the laptop.
I'm not opening up my laptop, actually. There's a lot of things in there. I can't let anyone see.
Is that why your right arm's so big?
Exactly. That's why I got this this nerve pain on my right shoulder.
Someone said his laptop is raw as fuck.
My doctor said it's from bad posture and then gave me a wink.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what the hell is a wink about, dude? I'm not gay. He's like, well, I know you're not gay, but you do masturbate quite a lot. I was like, what the hell? And he's like, dude, what do you think you threw out your shoulder, man?
Because I pitch in on a party for sure.
And I was like, damn, I've been married for 5 years, doc. And he's like, I understand. This usually happens in the fifth year of marriage. So there's that need to calm down. And I am keeping a better posture.
Well, okay, so when you do it, what do you type in? What do you look for?
I'm looking for?
What's your preference?
Yeah, what's your preference?
Oh, it's never that. It's the shit you accidentally find that fucks your life up.
You just press random.
Is it midgets? Is it red bones?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. No deformity ever turned me on. And I hate to say that about midgets, but like, I've never like seen a naked midget and was like, I want to hit that. You know what
never?
I mean? Never?
Never. Not even Bridget the midget?
Not even Bridget
the midget. I used to look that bitch up. That's how I know her name. Sorry, Bridget. You're not a bitch.
Well, no. Shout out to Bridget.
Yeah, and they all get, like, give them their flowers, you know what I mean? They all deserve it. But for me, it's just never been, like, my forte, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It was
like
a phase.
So what okay.
Well,
so
since
obviously,
I was
like, this was years ago. Like, she was famous.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Pinky was famous. Remember Pinky?
I would never forget
Pinky. But now
Pinky.
She's...
Pinky Triple X.
Yes. I was a kid.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was a big fan of Pinky.
But, yeah, I like midgets. I mean, smaller people.
But is that what you're actively looking for?
Nah. You know what? On occasion,
I don't know exactly like if I have a preference.
On occasion,
today's I might want to just look at coochies with no insertion. Sometimes I might want to look at a light-skinned chick. Sometimes I want to look at an Asian chick. And I'll type that shit in. Like, last night was Indian.
Oh, some Indian bitches.
Oh, like dot on the forehead or like...
either one. Red dot or feather, but the ones that popped up was in India, the country.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those are some good ones.
And then they started calling me and shit.
Oh, wow. They started calling?
What?
They started calling you?
Yeah. Like,
what did they tell you? The IRS owed you money to the IRS?
Fuck yeah. All kind of bullshit. All
right, Julian, what's your preference? What are you typing in, Jerry?
What are you typing in, right. Big boy?
Let's hear it.
Virgins.
Big tickle bitties.
Tickle virgin.
Tickle bitties POV.
He has that shit
memorized. Who the fuck? You can see that at the fuck. That's on internet. That's on Instagram.
Hey, we asked for preferences. So, hey.
Bruh, you can see that on Instagram.
Can you?
I'm talking about the shit you can't see on the internet.
Oh, hey, you didn't say.
No, I'm messing with you.
Well, hey, big titties POV is.
That's all you like to look at is titties.
Look at. I'm gonna look at a different coochie.
I like the female. Those are some good coochies.
I've been looking like, that's a cute coochie.
It's the interaction.
Like, you ever looked up the one where they got, it's called coochies or they say vagina. Vaginas that grip.
Vaginas.
Oh, yeah, those are
you
special.
Ever seen that shit? Oh, my God.
Vaginas?
Oh, my bad. We ain't going sexual.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all like, asked me my
reference. I thought this it was called a vagina. Deep, not a vagina.
Vagina. I mean, hey, potato, potato. We know what you're talking about.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
You know, fucking whatever. Anybody experienced the VR porn though?
No, you know what?
That's part of the POV, the big tickle bitties POV.
Yeah, but the POV means point of view. That's just the
VR, viewpoint. The more interactive stuff.
VR means virtual reality. Okay? Oh, you got so POV once again. What is the point of view? Right?
The Oculus. You be using the Oculus, Ralph?
Well, I don't like the way you're personalizing this.
Quit name dropping.
I mean, my kids use the Oculus. You know what I'm saying?
Ralph Lopez.
No,
so you use the same Oculus your kids use? You're
No, that's what I'm saying. I can't.
Don't bring them into this shit. Don't even say Oculus no more.
Well, that's what I'm trying to make my point with
just
this guy.
Just talk about this virtual reality thing.
Thank you.
That when your kids go to sleep, you steal their devices to watch.
So, when you're using a VR device, this experience is Omazone. It is Omazone, okay? This really puts you into, like, I don't know if you guys seen Minority Report, but it really, like, says, like, shows you, like, oh, shit, we're not too far from this reality, you know what I mean? So, at the same time,
you
turned
on. Do you use it with a pocket pussy?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you're turned on because you see some tits all in your face, but then you go to grab them, and then you're like, oh, yeah, they're not there. Holy shit. Minority Report. So then your dick, your boner just goes away. Because Minority Report was not a hard-on. You know what I mean? That was scary.
So you think you could... Oh, that's a real thing? That was a movie and shit?
Yeah.
I don't even
really
seen that.
So it must look really real then. It looks really real.
And you think it's possible to just
you
like.
You must have the highest speed like, available for your internet service.
Like, let's say you just act like your hands and shit is tied up behind your head and shit, and you just put this on. And, like, you think you just, like, let her, like, you know, your virtual girlfriend turn. Almost like, have you ever been like. You know, I don't know. I never experienced that for real. Like, where they be like, oh, I just bust. No.
Wait. What experience are you talking about?
Yeah, like without being touched, and you just
without being touched.
Yeah,
I don't know, bro.
Is that even possible?
I seen it in movies when I was younger and shit. Remember?
Oh, there's a lot of bullshit in movies. Hakeem.
Yeah, but I thought that shit was
Tobey Maguire is not really Spider-Man.
God damn it! Don't you fucking lie on Spider-Man now.
Tobey Maguire is not Spider-Man. It's a movie.
And Willow is not a fucking dwarf of power.
Spider-Man.
Is that the new one? The little young boy?
No, that's Tom Holland.
That's Spider-Man. That does. So Toby, where the fuck Toby is?
Both of them are.
Toby is not Spider-Man. That new young boy, that's Spider-Man.
Who? Miles Morales?
Nah, what's his name again?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. That's Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, that's not. It's not.
Toby's the OG.
That's Spider-Man.
No, I know. I get that. But what I'm saying is. It's not necessarily Spider-Man, so you're like...
No, he's real.
Because you're talking about how you could possibly bust. Saw in the movie, somebody bust without being touched.
Yeah,
because it happened
and
in the movie.
And Ralph is like, that's not real.
Everything's possible.
And that's why
I don't think it's possible, bro. First off, if I was to say Spider-Man, you knew exactly who I was talking about.
right?
Miles Morales.
Yeah. You thought of a spider on a man. And I bet you, you could tell me the colors Spider-Man is. What color is Spider-Man?
Black and red.
No, like his uniform.
Black and red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and blue. A little bit.
Blue and red, black blue, stripes
and
for
and
the
and
webs.
Black stripes, yeah, when
see?
You got the symbiote.
How you going to tell me that shit ain't real? It's in your head. That dude. Motherfucker real.
All right, check this out.
That motherfucker.
I'll give you some mushrooms, man, that will have you thinking a lot of shit is real, but it's all in your head. And
which is
real.
Where it starts, buddy.
Yeah, but it's not real.
Buddy, do you not know somebody getting paid off of Spider-Man as unreal as he motherfucking is? When that check get cashed, though, that
dude,
motherfucker
wait,
no,
time
be like...
out, time out. You're conflating. You're conflating here.
Conflating?
You're conflating yeah, because conflating. Spider-Man is a real fucking movie.
This nigga better let me open.
It's not a real fucking being.
But it is. But it is.
It's not.
But it is. I'm not saying I want his autograph or nothing.
You can't get it at Disney.
But if I was to go to Walmart, I would see a motherfucking Spider-Man in that bitch.
All right, after this, I want to be done with Spider-Man. The last Spider-Man I saw was 8 years old, okay?
What Spider-Man was that?
It was the fucking kid Spider-Man for Halloween.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
You gotta watch the movie.
That's what I'm saying. It's not real. Cause
this new little motherfucker, he doing backflips and shit.
You got Tony Stark technology.
And he got that one pretty ass little girlfriend.
Oh, Zendaya?
I just want to give us a traffic report.
I'm proud of him. I think he flexed on the gram one day in his real life.
We have a live traffic report.
He pulled up in like a, what's that car?
Gomez.
The Rolls Royce. He pulled up in a Rolls Royce. I said, oh, look at Spider-Man. I didn't even know his name. I called him Spider-Man. I got to keep asking y'all his name. What is his name?
There's so many now.
He's Spider-Man.
That's a voice.
Tobey Maguire.
I don't know him by that. I know him though.
Yeah.
But I know him because he's Spider-Man.
But when I see Toby, I also see Seabiscuit. You know what I'm saying?
He was a Seabiscuit.
Yeah, he was the guy.
He was the guy.
I seen him in what's that other movie? Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Tom Holland was in Uncharted. With
Toby was in.
Oh yeah, so you're talking about Tom Holland.
He's not Spider-Man no more.
No, see, there you fucking go. Talking
who the
about
fuck
this
is
guy,
this Toby motherfucker
this
you keep talking
guy.
About?
Oh, God.
OG Spider-Man.
You know what? I'm starting to get real pissed off here.
I apologize. Don't
let's
hurt
hear
me.
It.
Don't hurt me.
Why are you getting pissed off at this point?
Because this fucking guy, the original Spider-Man was a fucking cartoon, all right? That's the fake guy. That's the imaginary motherfucker that you made known to us, okay? He's that's that guy. But the first real fucking Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire, alright?
Bullshit.
This is 2002 Spider-Man, alright?
Okay.
Now, all these other Spider-Man are spider babies, alright?
Nah.
They're not fucking nowhere near the
No, I hear
acting,
you coming from.
The
I just got
of
I just
Maguire
got one
fucking
amazing. I just got one statement.
Alright, make
one
it.
Statement.
Make the statement.
If you were the heavyweight champion of the world.
That's me.
Then, and as upset as you is today, I take the belt today, I'm the new Spider-Man. I'm Spider-Man.
I get it.
I'm Spider-Man.
I can see you.
But no one ever stopped calling Mike Tyson
champ
either. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's because I didn't want to get their asses beat. But that other guy you talking about, Toby, he's made believe. Remember?
Fuck that.
These are
bullshit.
Your words.
No, Toby's
these
a real
These are
person.
Your words.
Toby's a real person.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
Spider-Man, the movie, is fake.
But he's not Spider-Man no more.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
You haven't watched the recent Spider-Man then?
I seen it with all three of them. He's in a, see, y'all in a whole different world.
He wants to come
y'all in a whole nother galaxy, in a whole nother dimension. Because my Spider-Man will be your Spider-Man ass.
Dude, your Spider-Man is a fucking kid.
Yeah, as he was when he was created from the comic book.
He was created through Tobey Maguire.
Yours is a fucking pedophile. You're,
what?
You're a fucking Spider-Man. Going up, dress up like a kid.
I thought
mine is a kid. Yours is fucking gonna go to jail. The fuck?
I thought I was gonna get pissed off, and I'm fucking pissed off.
He's raging.
In rage. Go ahead, Ralphie. Let us know the traffic report.
Traffic is looking pretty good. We got traffic all night. And what we're gonna be actually. Oh,
I need to hit
this.
Score.
Just got in here. What is it? What was it? Oh, Hakeem lost about 3 minutes off of. Oh no, I'm sorry. Hakeem gained 3 minutes on the drive today. So
gained three, back to minutes. You, Greg.
Yeah, back to you, Gabe.
Who's Greg?
My bad. Oh, my. I just threw a name out there.
It's Gabe. I'm your best friend.
Sorry, I'm glad he was live reporting.
But
he's
I wasn't
nervous.
Talking.
Oh,
about
oh, I guess Greg. Yeah, and I'm. I guess Greg's your best friend now. Well, let me tell you about
no
Greg.
No one will ever be better than you, buddy.
Let me tell you about Greg.
Tell
him. Let me tell you something, mean Jane.
But if he's not here, we don't want to hear him.
Yeah, that's true.
He's over there making steaks.
Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah, and Greg? Manzo?
Yes, what? He's not over there anymore?
I don't know where he's at, to be honest with you. I know he's cooking, though.
I know he was making steaks at the Outback.
Don't tell that nigga whole business on our line. God damn, I'm gonna kill him now. Yeah,
we don't know his last name's Manso.
You mean Manos?
We're gonna have to just beep those out in the edit. But shout out to Greg Manso. We're beeping this anyway. So he's always been a good guy. Yeah, he's making great steaks. And shout out.
Heck yeah, that's for sure.
Give it up for Greg.
This is a responsible Outback Steakhouse.
Man, let's go. Let's
oh, guys, I want to tell you something. I reached a new pinnacle in my DJ career.
Okay, okay.
I never done this before, but I was DJing last weekend at Fire Up, the Latino spot downtown.
Okay.
And as I was DJing, you know, I heard a lot of commotion. People were dancing, you know, a lot of body movement. It was great. And then these chicks kind of like grabbed my attention by grabbing me by the shoulder. So I turn around and I see two great pairs of titties just in my
POV.
Face. POV. Oh, my God.
Tickle bitties.
I was like, whoa. And they were just like laughing, giggling, and rubbing on each other. And I was like, okay, I got to go back to work.
This sounds like a fucking dream.
Yeah, right. So then I did like, you know, finish my mix and turn back around. I had to see more of this.
You was able to finish?
Oh, yeah. And
I'd have saved it for later.
Sounds like a melon plantation.
I had to finish the mix, the mixing there. So I turned around, and one of the girls was sucking the other girl's titty.
Get
man.
The fuck out of here.
Yes, at the bar, and I was like, holy shit. Aww. So they either started behind me, flashed me, and then fucking went to the bar and was sucking on each other's titties. And I was just like, oh my God.
Goodness
yeah.
Gracious.
So it was a new pinnacle, and I've heard about this happening to plenty of great DJs. This is like one of those things, this is one of your steps.
You fucking made it.
Like, yeah, dude, you're coming up.
Yeah.
EDC, here
titties.
We come. EDC, here we come, right? Yeah.
And yeah,
was it like a pink nipple or like a brown nipple?
These were these brown nipples, bro. Some nice brown nipples.
Like, and then would you say it was about nipple. Like a high B?
Yeah, how would you guess the size?
Oh no, both of these women at least had C cups. Mm. I think one had like D cup.
Mm. Any freckles or any like?
Oh, all right. One of these bitches was young. She had to be at least like 25, 26.
Then
the other bitch
that is perfect.
Was probably
about.
Like my age, like probably like 32,
33. Ooh, that's even. Nigga, they're both
the same
age.
Yeah, they was doing their thing.
Nigga, they both the same age.
But I wasn't expecting that. I was literally playing music I don't normally play because I'm playing like a lot of Latin shit and I don't play a lot of Latin shit. You know what I mean? So. I'm like,
oh, so these was
Latinas.
Yeah, these are a bunch of Latinas in here.
Oh my god.
What did you change the music to?
I was just playing all the bangers. I was playing whatever was.
They
good.
Were saying, I ain't all that shit, huh?
DJ White Christ in the building.
DJ White Christ.
White Christ is getting some titties in his face.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll get right back to it.
Bring this shit in the store, fuck it.
All right, we back. I got my twisted tea. What y'all sipping on?
Nothing.
Well, nothing for the driver, but I got some Jack Daniel's honey, and I like the Jack Daniel's honey. It's fucking pretty smooth and it's sweet, and
that's true. It's good. It's good shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude. I was gonna say something about just picking up from where we left off on the whole DJ tip. Mm-hmm. Last night, this woman grabbed me in a way that gave me a boner immediately.
What'd she do?
Oh, poor you.
And I know it was bad. It was so bad, and she immediately felt it.
Oh wow!
And it was like not in a good way. She was like, "Oh my god, really?" She gave me this look like
so
"Oh my god."
Intend
so then I kind of like made the face like, "I'm sorry."
The way his face looked, it was like he just spilled water.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like that, you know. Yeah, my bad. And then she said, you know, like, she was like, no, don't worry about it. And then she just grabbed my cock. She just grabbed it.
He's lying now.
Okay.
Yeah, you got me. Yeah, you got me.
Fucking quagmire ass.
You almost had me.
I had you guys going, though.
Yeah, you said she shook hands with your baby dick. I mean, baby leg. That motherfucker said, he packing like that. Got a boner. She instantly felt it. Yeah, what the fuck was you hugging her? That's like the shit your uncle used to say. My dick's so big, I pull that motherfucker out. We fuck around and have to pay the light bills.
I'll pull out right now. The whole room get dark.
You feel me, dude? Yeah, I'd be making up stories.
When I was younger too, I was like, I want a dick that big. It's gonna be around the whole room.
Bruce had a joke about his granddaddy dick, and he's all like, man, my granddaddy was real old, we had to take care of him and shit, and we gave him a bath one time, we thought it was retarded.
That shit was that big.
He said, well, are you okay, grandpa? He's like, I used to knock him dead with this one back in the day.
How we came here.
I just saw Prince Bruce not too long ago, bro. I was watching it.
Oh, you saw him?
It came up on, like, the feed.
Oh, right on.
And he's talking about it. He's like, you know, me and my son are cool, right? My son comes to me, we driving, and my son's like, Dad. He's like, yeah, what's up, son? What's going on? He's like, man, something's on my mind. He's like, well, go ahead, tell me. He's like, don't you hate it when you sit on the toilet and your thing go in the wallet? The water.
Guatemala.
He's like, what? My son seeing me hit in the water?
It's down a Gunther and Cody.
No way.
He goes,
man, I got a little dick. And then said, my son over here in the water, but I lied to him. I said, I know exactly what you're talking about, son. That's hilarious, bro.
Now that shit is awkward though.
When it hits the water.
Fuck it, because now you got a shit you don't know to put it on top of the toilet seat. You don't know what the fuck to do with it. You just got your dick in your head.
Dick in
the mouth. Yeah. Mama come in and think you playing with yourself.
I have a weird thing about that my thing falling water. It's just too weird, man.
It's a shit water.
Yeah, because I realized, like, how much water is actually in my toilet, man. Like, what the smallest water?
You gotta lower that shit. No, you could drain it. I just got my shit to the brim, so that's my problem.
All right, traffic report. We're still an hour and 15 minutes away.
Live from Ontario, California. White Christ.
Showing up negative 3% progress.
Yeah, we will be making a very great late appearance, fashionably late. Would I be happy? I mean, even if we got there in an hour and 30 minutes from now, which is, we'll be there before then, that would be perfect time.
You know that was our live traffic report from White Christ.
You know, I think we, you know what?
Brought to you by PBS Kids.
Brought to you by whatever liquor store that. We left.
Brought to you by Twisted Tea, half and half lemonade.
Brought to you by David Sunflower
Hard
Tea.
Iced tea, Twisted Tea, half and half. Half lemonade, half iced tea. A whole lot of alcohol in this motherfucker. Where is that?
Oh, do you want some?
A lot of money.
I'm drinking one.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Like 6%. This motherfucker gonna hit you.
6% alcohol.
When was the last time you guys actually ran?
Like, what do you mean, like a mile?
Like,
ran.
Like, what do you mean ran?
Like, I know you ain't never ran from a nigga, so you know it's been a long time since I started running.
I ran the volleyball.
I ran recently and was like windy and realized like I'm fucking up.
I play volleyball. Well,
But did you quit smoking though?
Right, I did. Like this, I actually don't really drink that much no more.
That's good for you, Keem.
It's only been a week or two.
Yeah. I mean, that's a progress.
It's a motherfucker. That's why I got flower seeds though. I'm like, you know, let me get these flower seeds. I was in that motherfucking debate.
Now, you know
I was
what?
Like, I can smoke a black M out.
It's starting to get a little bit easier to quit. You know what I'm saying?
Because, yeah, I'm grown now.
Because they don't even got fucking menthol anymore. What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I got a brand new pack in my fucking safe.
Of menthol?
Fuck yeah. I have bought it.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this.
Put on eBay and sell it for $3,000.
Just hold on. We're going home.
I'm going to wait. But I got a brand new pack in my safe.
Well, you know, it's only in California that that law is in effect. Like, you know,
but cigarettes are different throughout the country, regardless. Just like liquor percentages are different.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I discovered that when I was in...
How long is this fucking red light before we're going
to
just...
I don't know. I'm about to run this bitch a little bit, though. What the fuck? They just pulled up.
They just like, fuck this.
There we go.
I think I ran like 2 weeks ago on the volleyball court, man, and I was just like going LeBron James on the volleyball court.
Oh, okay. We got LeBron. We got the volleyball stud in the house. Hey, volleyball stud.
You know, at least we're doing something physical,
like,
you know?
He's like fucking broke.
It's like, you know, at least you're doing something physical, you know? So that's what matters.
So how long you been playing volleyball?
Gosh.
All his life?
08. Oh, wait.
So you was talking about
like after high 11 school.
Years.
You're talking about okay. Yeah,
just open gym.
Right on. Are you wearing the volleyball shorts or?
Sometimes when I got
the realest
those.
Question, are you playing with any volleyball bitches?
That's always the question from Keem. Yeah. Bitches. What's up with them bitches? Where the bitches at? Where the bitches at?
Where the hoes?
That's a good question. What about the bitches?
Where the bitches at?
For a motherfucker playing volleyball, he ain't playing with no women. That's like hearing my friends play tennis, but you ain't got no females around. Like, what the fuck is you playing tennis?
Hey, Keem should be sponsored by Gatorade. How thirsty he is for these bitches.
You goddamn right. Better than motherfucking.
I'll tell you what makes me thirsty.
How did this happen?
What makes you thirsty?
Your dick is my dick.
I'll tell you what makes me thirsty.
What makes you thirsty, Redbreast?
I'll tell you right now, that Twisted Tea, half and half.
They better write you.
They gonna sponsor me. Twisted Tea is about to sponsor me.
And how much alcohol content is it?
I'm saying about 67%.
67?
Yeah,
67.
It's kicking in, you know what I mean.
Yeah, he feeling good.
Feeling great.
Hey, you know what though? Like,
Did y'all see how Julian tried to sing?
Oh, wait. Before we go,
we're not. Go ahead.
Let me tell you this.
Gomez has the floor.
This motherfucker right here calls me up and is like, "Gabe, let's go karaoke." I was like, man, all right, fine. We'll go karaoke. So, of course, we hit up Hakeem. Hakeem said he's going to show up, and then don't show up. So, it's just me and this motherfucker, right? So, I put in my first song. Rob. I put in my first song, right? It's Feeling Good by Michael Bublé.
You singing the fucking hardest song you ever played.
No, bro. I got that shit on pack, right? So, I'm singing it. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, just get it over with. You know what I mean?
Cool.
I put in my next few songs. The next one is NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. One after that is going to be Poison.
Oh,
I think
nice.
I did four songs, right?
Yes,
four.
Sir.
Anyway, when it came to the NSYNC thing, now keep in mind, I'm over here posting everything on my social, right? Showing my wife where I'm at, who I'm with, right? Because she wants to know.
Oh,
so I post this fool. I post another homie who goes to a bunch of wrestling shows with us. And I tell Julian this. I said, Julian, grab my phone. Make sure you record me singing this song. Now, I'm about to do Poison.
Right.
All
right.
Poison, Ralph, you know I know that song.
Poison.
That's my shit.
Poison.
Girl, I must warn you.
Right? So I'm about to get into
change in my mind.
All of a sudden, this motherfucker comes to sing backup. I did not say I needed backup. I did not need backup from the KJ.
Sorry.
I'll never go karaokeing again.
I'll never
do it again.
We got to give him a pass on that one. As much as I don't like him in his karaoke situation. I cannot go against him in this one. I would have did the same shit.
I can't condone his action at all.
No, it's different. If I said
that motherfucking song just right now on accident.
Keem, if I was like, Keem, yo, grab the mic, help me out. If I said that,
by all means,
you don't grab it, right?
I think I would have did it regardless.
But not when I tell this fool to film me while I'm singing.
Nah, that's different. That's different.
He only had one thing.
Yeah, you fucked up now.
You didn't even pee. You didn't have
no bitches.
Hey guys, aka Hakeem, Mr. Where the Bitches At?
Call me Mr. Bitches.
No, he's like, Where the Bitches At, Mr. Keem? Where the Bitches At, Mr. Where the Bitches At?
He's just jealous because he's a 40-year-old virgin.
Damn, why you gotta be like that?
It's the truth.
He's like,
I like that, man.
No.
You fucked twice.
Bro, you're not a virgin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I ain't gay, Keem.
Why Why you want to cut it off? Because we called you a virgin.
Hey, I'm not gay. You gotta cut not it a off. Virgin.
I just
lies. Mad. Accusations. Look, look, accusations.
Look, see this car? This is this version. That's that version.
I know a girl who blew him.
Oh, yeah, tell us all about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell us about the blow. Well, right. Tell us about the blow. Right, she blew me and she blew me.
All right, so we were working at IPS. Okay.
Raves.
And, yeah, I mean, so obviously he's excited about this story. This one worked out for his benefit. I like the Vanessa story. But this one was good for him because we both took a break.
What rave was this? Wait, was I there?
Yeah, yes, you were had to work during this break. You didn't take a break with us.
Oh, okay.
And we're so
blowjob break.
It was a blowjob.
No
break.
No blowjob break. For
and
you,
I didn't
buddy.
Know what it was. He put me on. He was like, oh, yes.
"Wait, you?" He knew what was gonna happen.
He knew what was gonna happen.
It's a rave, man. Know. Anything's possible.
The virgin knew he was about to get blown.
He's well, not a virgin. Not only
I know he's not a virgin, but that's the whole
well, this virgin
fucking no. joke about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
like me being in your bitches. I don't say that shit at church.
I see how you did. You said, "Gabe, I'm about to go to church right now. They better be some bitches."
Hey, we right. gotta talk about
you're
our Coachella
right.
story.
You're right.
Hey, church, you the Coachella. We gotta bring up the
bad example because that's
later,
where
you're
supposed to go find nice bitches.
Like, where the bitches at?
With hey, a good. Later, and I didn't stop saying bitches.
Later, Gomez got Coachella stories. On duty Coachella stories
no
with bread breasts. They're
check
amazing.
This out, though. At the rave, though, there's different type of girls there. I didn't know about this. And he tells me, we got a 15, so it's a blowjob break. And I laughed. I thought that was fucking good.
I would have too. Like, you know, explain more.
That's cool. I like that blowjob break.
There's a blow break and there's a blowjob break.
So then. We go to like the fries area, the like Mr. Fries, and he's there, and I'm waiting in line for some fries, and he's like, "Hey, like come this way," and I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." And I meet these two chicks, whose names are escape me right now, but he's like, "Hey, this is Penelope or some shit like this," and I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." I shook Penelope's hand, and she never let go of my hand. He grabs the other bitch's hand, and they go into the porta potty. And I'm like, well, that is pretty crazy. What the hell's going on? And she's like, are you ready? And I'm like, oh, sure. So she takes me to the porta potty. I'm getting blown. And I'm
what?
Like,
what the fuck?
While doing blow.
And I was just like, whoa, this is amazing. Like, how much did he pay these chicks? You know what I mean? Like,
it had to be a pretty
because these were hot. These were
that's
hot
where
horse.
All his fucking money be going.
Turns out, he just fucking, he just let him sneak in the back gate and was like, you got to blow me and my buddy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how they... Yeah. Get the fuck out of you, Mike.
Are you for
like
are you for real?
Not the virgin. Up, it's a whole new version of him. Where was this nigga at yesterday?
This is like a blowjob. Like he set up a blowjob break for us.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it was great. I felt really relieved.
But you know the fucked up part about it is he knew it and he picked you over this motherfucker in the back.
Oh, I just lucked out. I lucked out.
Oh, but your situation, you can't.
Nah, it wouldn't have even bothered me.
But the thing about it that I thought was actually disrespectful, and I hate to put you out there like that, like I made my girl swallow the shit.
That's serious.
His girl,
that's hey, man,
his girl came out with cum all over her face. I was like, you are a fucking pig, dude.
She really?
She had. She, so she went into the rave with a cum-covered face. She liked
she
it.
Had a facial before.
Yeah.
Fucking oh way. I don't believe
God.
It.
No.
Well, I still don't believe it. I do not believe
he
it.
He might be a virgin, like, going into pussy, but he definitely
speaking gets of spit, off. Our sponsor is David Sunflower Seeds.
I was going to ask for some, but now I don't want none because I'm talking about sperm, David Seeds. And fucking spin shit out. You just fucked up my whole thing about flower seeds right now, bro.
Yeah, hey.
You picked the wrong time to mention flower seeds.
Yeah, bro.
And it's okay if you spill in my car. It's okay.
I'm vacuuming anyway.
Nah, it's okay. What the fuck?
Nah, if you leave it back there, it'll just add texture. We'll be alright. It'll be
it's
nice.
Okay. We're not tripping. You know.
So anyway.
Tomato, tomato. Fuck you. We'll clean it tomorrow.
But that's the blowjob story.
I don't believe it.
You don't have to.
It's the same motherfucker that told us about the shaking hands with his dick.
Hey,
wait,
she
what?
Did shake my dick hand.
I don't know.
There's a chicken head with a stick?
No, I remember when he was talking about the lady and hi, dick hard. Boom, instantly. That she was just that fucking she was just that fucking attractive. Just boom.
Was that conversation on tape, right? That was
that was
a true story.
Nah, you said it wasn't.
Nah, it wasn't true.
Nah, I don't got no stories like that.
Bro, and it was like, hi, nice to meet you.
at Coachella, ain't nothing.
See, I got stories, but they're truthful, so they're not going to be as good as yours.
Yeah, I sometimes I can't tell like whole true stories.
I really don't know what you're talking.
Which is fun.
Even if it's a true story, I can't tell the whole truth because then you know there's like litigation and liabilities and. Yeah, I might get sued.
Non-disclosure.
Like if you would have gave her a name, she'd have been like, he's a motherfucking lie.
Yeah. Non-disclosure agreements.
Exactly.
What'd you say her name was again?
Penelope was the one who blew me.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Making sure you remember.
I didn't know.
I thought she was going to say Felicia.
Nah.
All right. And you remember this whole name after all these years?
I couldn't remember it, but
that then
must it came
have back
been
to me. Hey.
Oh, my God.
What year was this again?
This was not even 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
If not 6 years ago, 7 years
I don't remember
ago.
The motherfuckers I met yesterday.
Yeah, because I haven't been blown like that in quite a while.
Oh, wow.
I mean, when a girl is in a rave outfit looking like an angel.
I always wanted to go to one, but I always been scared.
Of what? Getting blown in the bathroom?
Nah, it's not that part. I heard they was sticking motherfuckers with needles and shit. I guess that was probably their way to just keep black people away. Tell them niggas
I've seen tons of black people at raves.
Well, not as many as the ones that, like, you know, shit.
That really want to go. Yeah, yeah. There's so many black people going to raves.
Most of them are gay.
That don't count.
But there's not, like, raves not really, like...
Well, I'm not going to say that don't count because I'll take their votes like a motherfucker.
I'll take their votes.
And I don't mean to say theirs, like they're not.
Yo, Gabe, you still got the...
You're going to get us in trouble.
What happened, bro?
Shut the fuck up.
Are you still doing directions or no?
The directions are still on there.
Oh, okay. We stopped looking at that shit an hour ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean,
it
I
looks pretty clear right now. We might get that.
Yeah.
We got a traffic report update from White Cross.
Take the 17 going down.
Well, right now we are on a clear freeway.
So, Julian, back to this blowjob, bro. Tell me more about it.
Man, well, guys, come on. Blowjob, Betty.
Don't question them.
Hey, Ralph was the witness, and one of them was named Blowjob Betty, and you know how the story
that
goes.
Was, okay,
I believe it. I give it to you. Just next time, can I participate in some of y'all fun activities?
You gotta come to work for IPS.
No, bro. Ralph, hey, the Gomez brothers happened. Are trying to make their return.
Yeah, dude. IPS is like... It's inconsiderate pussy supply.
And you wonder where the bitch is. Bro, there's a buffet of bitches at the festivals.
I didn't want to eat nothing.
Dude, one time I got blown in the VIP area for Incubus.
Bro, oh yeah, man. He was doing VIP security over there. Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah, dude. I got a picture with the drummer. And bro, then, because I was taking a picture with him, this dude was like, hey, yo, suck this guy's dick. And his bro just started sucking my dick.
No,
I'm just kidding.
See,
I'll pitch dark, pitch black,
I'm trying to believe and I'm trying not to believe.
No, dude, don't believe it. Hey, dude, well, we're definitely got this going on. Don't believe in 90 to 80% of the shit I
can't. I can't.
Because I'm joking around all the time.
Well, we all gonna joke, but I'm like, I'm still gonna be like,
we all
real?
Gonna joke when they all choke.
Yeah.
For real?
See, now he's doing his fucking
tickle feet
blow drive. Yeah, infinite. If it doesn't, if they don't choke, they don't blow. Like, what are you talking about?
Boo!
Yeah, we don't know what that means.
Nah, fuck with you. We get it already.
Gomez already knows it.
You can't, look. You can't boo a motherfucker you fuck with.
You
just
know
he's going.
Guy who gave you a blowjob.
Whoa, that's
what?
Wait, pause. I meant that he gifted me one. Wait.
Tell me more.
Yeah, tell us more.
What else you got us? What else?
He got me
what?
One.
He gave you one?
Yeah, he gave me Penelope. He blew me. I mean,
he gave you fellatio.
No, he gave me Penelope.
Fellatio.
Damn, bro.
I knew y'all was close, but I didn't know y'all was that close.
Is that what happened, Julian?
was I dreaming?
Inside of you.
No comment.
Inside of you.
Off the record.
Oh man, it only took you guys 30 minutes to flip that. That was good.
We did it pretty good.
Yeah, I was I'm good. I'm like really good.
I flipped that motherfucker like a coin.
That was good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you guys for being on the podcast today.
Oh, we're done already?
Yeah, we already in 20 minutes. That's about an hour.
Well, just think of part two of this shit
extended
tomorrow.
Clip.
The fuck, man, you might
let's
have,
keep going. Let's
you
keep
might
going.
Have 100
oh,
views
God.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, keep it running.
With
look
your,
at this.
With
look
your half and half, they gonna call you via
oh,
phone.
Oh, speaking about half and half, make sure you guys get the Twisted Tea. Half and half. Half lemonade, half iced tea. 6% alcohol.
I'm guessing.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Yeah. They gonna sponsor me.
Zoom in real quick.
Oh, you know what? I did get a sponsor, though.
We're going to get off on the 31A 12 miles from now.
All right, for sure. I did get a sponsor.
Talk to me.
It's called Lucky 13 Tattoos. And what they do is they send you. So all my listeners right now, if you got brand new tattoos or old tattoos, make sure you go to Lucky 13 Tattoos and type in the word Red Breast Poppy at checkout. And you'll get 20% off your next purchase.
Speaking of old and new, don't forget to stop at the Surplus Store, Gomez? What is it called?
Oh, the Surplus Store. Yeah. If you guys are looking for some shit that happens to do with Army, please come on by to the
Army Surplus Store too.
In Fontana. Army. Located off Foothill next to a Shell gas station on Alden. Little house. You'll see it.
Yeah, I used to work at that Army Surplus Store.
Yeah, me too.
I think we all worked out there except Hakeem.
I did a little donating.
What?
I did community service. I didn't do community service there. But I carried a lot of boxes to that motherfucking truck.
That's work.
Don't say you didn't get paid. How much you pay for all your stuff?
From what you heard, this is family owned and operated.
$20. So you spent $20.
Hey, I had to help him.
As you can hear, guys, this is a family-owned business. And we're all family.
How much did they sell everything to you for? I said, bro, if I tell you, I'm just going to feel bad. I didn't even say it.
Feel like fucking robbery.
But it was like a blessing.
Yeah.
Look, they gave me snow pants.
Oh, nice.
A mask, like the whole little ski mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And gloves. And this is equipment that I needed because, you know, I snowboard and I didn't have it.
He snowboards and he snowboards.
Yeah. Bro, I don't know about what you're talking about. But yeah, he gave me $20. I said, what?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I'm for sure going to tell people to come. Everybody come.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing about working there that I loved. I mean, I was not ever needed for any. I didn't need anything there, you know. I would fucking go to work and Edwin would say something like, oh, hey, you need some pants. And I'd say, I do. And he goes, yeah, check these out. And he fucking give me 5 pairs of pants.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. And then I'll go to work one day and he'll say, hey, you need a leather jacket. Then I'll go home with 5 leather jackets. Like, man,
he's extra now. He's extra.
Oh, dude.
My story was true.
No, Ralph's story is true.
Is that true, too?
I'm not fucking with you. That's the true shit.
See, now I don't know when the fuck to believe you. See the shit?
Just need to stop worrying about me. Then you won't have any trouble.
Damn, he said, don't watch TV.
It's just the answer. Jeez,
buddy. I didn't even mean it that way. You take this shit too far. I'm not your friend no more. I don't play with him no more. Guys, don't talk to him no more. My friend, you can't be his friend. I'll take this shit all the way back, bro.
Hey, drop him off at Baldwin Park.
You gonna feel this shit in the morning. You gonna know we're not friends. Don't even look at him, guys. Can't be my friend if you're
his. I have to. He's my brother, bro.
Hey, fuck that. He's not your brother no more. You're my brother now.
Hey, yo. If I can't find you guys at Vanessa's party, I'm just going to look for a ride home.
Shit. Okay, Metro. Fine, y'all.
Go Metro.
I know where I'm at.
Hey, Rob, if you're on Metro, go on trust you. Who's going to shoot you?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to go on Metro, take
But
take,
let me take know if you're trying to ride home. Yeah, I'll be fucking shit closed and shit. I see Ralphie. You can't fucking leave without Ralphie. Been looking for him for the last 3 hours. I called him, his phone's off. The fuck happened to him?
He missed on the milk carton for 3 hours.
Let me know if somebody fucking.
We got Ruffy on the
Wait, milk carton. I had a question for Julian.
I don't even if you get kidnapped, you better send me a fucking text.
Yeah, what's up, White Kidnapped? What's up, White Christ?
Had you gotten anything for free at the Army Surplus Store?
Damn, the shit I just bought.
A Guatemalan something. I don't know what was it. Guatemalan soccer jersey.
Oh yeah.
Oh right on. Right on. What about you, Gabe?
He gives me free stuff. I get like some boots here. Pretty much, actually just boots because like where I work, I have to buy them.
For real, huh?
So what they do is make me a fake receipt and then my job gives me money.
Shh, don't say that on TV.
Oh, shit!
What the fuck is wrong with you? I gotta teach y'all how to edit this. Y'all motherfuckers gonna get
this. I did not incriminate myself.
Damn!
I actually told great stories about blowjobs, okay? That's not incriminating. Okay.
Oh, see, that's where the lying part comes in.
Exactly.
For when we actually say some truthful shit and we're in trouble.
Exactly.
Bitch, I was just joking. You feel me?
There you go.
He said, I might tell you a joke, but I'll never tell you a lie.
One of
my I was just joking.
Just joking.
I get it. I get it. So that'd be like if I say I had some yayo in the car the other day when I was moving and doing this, I would be joking.
Oh God, dude, this brings up some real shit though, man.
Tell him,
Mike.
No fucking lie.
Wait, hold on. Let me sit on the edge of my seat.
No fucking lie, dude.
Come on, White Christ.
Just the other day, a buddy of mine was at the art studio with me, and he was working outside, and I was, like, working in there, and he's just like, yo, come here. And I'm like, what the hell? I thought he maybe saw, like, a raccoon or some shit, you know what I mean?
Inside this door?
No, this is outside of the studio.
Let me stop fucking your story.
You're good. And, he found a fucking rock of fucking meth.
What?
He found like a meth rock, but it was in a bag and all that. Like it was in a baggie and shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Dude, look at like somebody's smoking meth around this motherfucker. Like this shit's in a baggie. This is like a lot of meth. Like he's like, I don't know how much it is, but that's a pretty big rock. I was like, I don't know meth like that either. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but that's fucking nuts. So like, I'm just like tripping because I'm like, who the fuck in our spot? Like. You know, fuck with that shit. And there could be like some dudes that help out, like the owner who owns all that shit. Like he has like, you know, some people that he helps out. And you know, most of those people are like not doing so well. They're like homeless and they need like some income and shit. So he'll like have people help him with shit, right? So I'm just like, dang, feel like we found somebody's, you know. Well, I know we found somebody's stash. You know what I mean? That's without a question. But like you bringing that up, I was just like, oh my God, dude, that just happened. And I was just like, it kind of freaked me out a little bit. You know what I mean? Because like, I never really been around like hard drugs like that. That's never been my scene.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. When you said a rock of meth, I was like, I didn't know they came in rocks. I wouldn't even know what the fuck a rock of meth looked like.
You and me both learned, I learned right then what it looked like because I'd never even seen it before. And he was like, I've seen it before. I know what it looks like. And like, he's like, I know my dude's like not a meth head or anything like that. He's an older guy. Like, been around. He's like, no, that's definitely meth. I know what that shit looks like, dude. I was like, get the fuck out of here. So, what'd you say?
I said, there's a meeting in the meth room.
Woo! Damn.
You know what we gotta do? Since we gotta
let him get his let him get his son on.
Nah.
We got a long journey. Go ahead.
We got
listeners driving and shit too.
You got some beats, Keem? You got some beats?
No beats, but no check this out. Don't worry about that.
Oh, DJ Ralph.
Okay.
Let me go first.
You go?
Yeah, I go first. One, two, three.
Freestyle.
Yo. It's me, Gaby to the fucking G's. Okay. To me, get murked like half these MCs, you couldn't stack up to me. I'm over here drinking my twisted tea.
Whoa.
Chilling, I'm killing, I'm feeling like a villain. On this microphone, I'm dropping straight, steady killing. Ooh, got it, you know I'm coming through. I hit the hot shit to make you fools go, ooh! Keem, get it.
Red breast property, ladies and gentlemen. King.
It was me, Julian, you already got it. Go ahead.
Listen, about to tear it up like I'm DMX. Do it up like I'm Triple X. Ooh. I'm fresh to death with the hoodie on. Everybody like, your own. J-A-Y, yeah, I know the song. I keep the beat going on for a long ass hour. Okay. Take a cool or a hot ass shower. I got the boys in the car. We spitting some bars. Wait a minute.
Good, computer left. Yeah, I'm on the freeway going to a birthday party right now.
Just stop it.
Shit,
hey, we dressed like the Beastie Boys and you dressed all like the manager and shit. Like fucking Russell Simmons.
CEO, bitch.
No, that's right.
we were starting to watch Crush Group on YouTube the other day.
Bro, lower the fucking WWE.
My bad, Nicklitz. Whoa, my bad, White Christ.
I told him last time. Don't worry, you got two a day.
two a day.
That's one to warn your ass. Second one, look at you fucking stupid. And the third one, whoop that ass.
Yeah.
You get two a day.
So he said, it's.
I don't give a fuck. It's too close.
Necrasita. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Yeah, I'm not close.
I'm not comfortable with that word. And I'll tell you why.
Well, let me tell you something.
Are we recording?
We're recording. Everything's on the record.
I need to stop saying it as much as I say it. But since I can say it, sometimes it's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, but see, my thing is this. Like, if I'm not allowed to say it, then I don't feel good being there.
You are allowed to say it, though.
That's why it's like...
Sometimes.
No, he's allowed to say it. Ralphie's verified.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. The past is given by individuals, okay?
That's when you notice it, like, that matters.
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, see, like, Hakeem probably gave me his pass way back in the day because I'm his little brother.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's my nigga.
I call, yeah, it's like...
But see, I can't give you the whole, like, nigga pass everywhere.
Yeah, that's it. And no one could. No one could. And that's the reality.
But you know, I can't get
the reality is
that's a hell of a burden on me.
Yeah, you have to earn that pass.
Who signed your nigga pass? Hakeem?
Who?
Hakeem, bring your ass up here. Uncle?
All right, no N-word for Ralphie.
What'd you say, Mom?
This is a no N-word zone.
It just depends on who you're hanging out with. Because if I'm hanging out with somebody and I know it's okay that I can use it, then I feel good about being there. I didn't even say I want to use the word. No. I just said I feel comfortable there. Because if I'm in a spot and I got, like,
you don't have to say niggas to go places.
I know, I get this. No. But if I'm at a spot that motherfuckers is looking at me like, you better not say nigga, little man. Like, I don't want to be there.
I don't want to kick with them niggas neither.
Exactly. So now you're seeing the deeper picture.
Like, no, I definitely get you.
I mean, because the real compliment is like when somebody calls you a real nigga. That's the compliment. Like, hey, you're a real nigga for that, man. Like,
explain. Sometimes, no, you get older, you realize real niggas.
Well, like, say I was like having
like that's a deeper conversation, especially as me as a black male. When it comes down to like, what's a real nigga and what's a man and what's a real man?
What do you gonna say?
It's constantly gonna change.
Wait, okay, go ahead, White Christ.
Like when I was younger, being a real nigga, man, like on some pretty much crash dummy shit. But as I became a man, I got older. Being a real nigga is really on some stupid shit.
Well, it all depends.
Like, I don't really want to be a real nigga. Like, nah, I'm straight, bro. Real nigga, I got shot 7 times, nigga. Damn, I'm in jail, nigga. I don't want to do none of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, none of that shit sound fun to me. And if I go to a building or any building, any room, I don't care if it's a bunch of white people, a bunch of black people, if a vibe is off, like, I could go to white rooms and be like, nah, I ain't feeling in this bitch. And none of them gonna say nigga. Or if they do, they with the herb with that motherfucker.
I'm out of there regardless.
And then, like, if I go to certain black locations where it's just super hood or super just, you know, politic and just whatever, I just, it ain't for me.
Yeah.
It ain't for me. And I wouldn't take my people there neither. Like, I'm not, if I don't feel like I got, you know, enough say-so or enough protection or enough people around that got common sense that ain't on that crash test dummy real nigga shit, we not going. That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying.
We gonna make new friends.
Yeah.
I mean, so like, y'all can Instagram me if y'all want to.
What's your Instagram?
Yeah, what's your Instagram?
It's Hakeem_CFO.
There you go.
He really is a CFO, by the
Hakeem
way. Hakeem_CFO.
Don't CFO, forget it.
Hakeem. Yes. _CFO.
Yo, Hakeem, I was smoking with a buddy the other day, and he had like his cousin visiting from like Mississippi.
Yeah.
And we were smoking, and I passed him a roach and shit. And I was like, hey, man, you want to hit that roach?
Why you guys got bugs now?
And he was like, well, a roach is a small.
I'm not that far removed from it. But even in the mansion, niggas still got roaches.
So I passed him the roach.
Sweet.
And he was like, okay, man, you know, I'm from Mississippi, dog. I'm going to let you know something right now, man. You a real nigga for that, man. Like, you passing me this roach right here, man, that says something about you. And I was like, well,
what
shit,
the fuck
okay,
did it say
sure.
about you that you...
And something good,
you
man.
Courteous?
Yeah, because I'm courteous. I guess I'm thinking different.
It makes you a real nigga because you're giving.
Yeah, there you go. So
you a real nigga,
let
bro.
Let me help you out with this because you're...
You seen that I was wanted to hit that shit and you offered me... 2 puffs of your little, the rest of what you had.
You missed that whole thing.
I got you.
Man, if you say on top of it, if you're going to do this, you know what I mean? Like, cause, like, we smoked that whole blunt together. And then when we got to the roach, I still pass it to him.
Well, you should. Well, you already were sharing the whole thing.
Of course, but what he's saying is this.
I don't get it.
When I definitely don't get it.
Just listen. Let him.
No, it's all right. He's good. So, like, I was having a conversation with another friend, and we were just talking about women. And we're talking about how much we like women.
No, get back to this roach shit. I'm trying to see.
No,
I'm not trying to miss the message of you smoked a whole blunt and you just smoked it all till it was always till it was gone.
Yeah, okay.
And since it was almost gone, but it wasn't always like all.
Nah, let me start over.
It was a roach and you passed it.
Let me start over.
Made you a real nigga.
Let me start over. I'm smoking with you.
Okay.
And there's this much of the blunt left. Okay. Some motherfuckers throw that shit out and say, that's it, I'm done smoking it. But we smoked it to the very tip together. And he was like, you know, that says something different about you. You a real nigga for that. Because you ain't bougie. You ain't act like you all got, like you got money. Like that's what it means.
Oh, so you got to be on some.
So pause.
Poverty shit to be a real nigga?
No, you still flipping
so
it.
So I can't be bougie? No, I'm just asking questions because it just sounded funny.
Yeah,
that's why I say real nigga don't mean nothing no more.
That's what
like it don't mean nothing like for real no more.
No, it does mean something.
Like what?
I'm trying to tell
that
you.
That said, if you're not bougie, you're a real nigga. So if I'm not,
no.
But I can be a real nigga and still be bougie.
Yeah, true.
But you know, there's more than one thing that you could have did with that blunt, right? You could have, when you got done smoking it, you could have just put it out and gave it to him. Like, hey, look, I'm done, but here's still some weed left. I don't know if you still want to smoke it.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have just said, hey, I'm done smoking while it's still lit. And just be like, hey,
let
you
me
can
give
have
another
it.
Example.
Merry Christmas.
But it's a lot of things example. You could have did. And y'all smoked it together.
Check this out. I went to a...
And people could have pocketed. You could have just put it out like, I'm done smoking with you.
Things. But what the thing I did was the real nigga thing.
Which is, I'm still don't get it.
Well, hey, exactly.
Which was what?
You didn't call me a real nigga, did you?
Nah.
Exactly. So it's not for you. It's just for you to listen to. So the next time I got called a real nigga was when I went to a Kojic church.
That's some real nigga shit.
And they went to fucking, and I went to preach. After I was done preaching, preached the house down, pastor came up to me and said, Mr. Gomez, man, you a real nigga for that, man. You had some rhythm and shit. I was like, thank you.
For dancing?
For preaching.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Then I was talking to my homie just outside.
He said rhythm.
Yeah, he said all that shit. He said, yeah, man, you had rhythm, man. You running for that, man. I was like, cool. Then I was talking to my homie about women.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I love that girl, man. She's just voluptuous.
Uh-huh.
And he said, bro, there's no M in voluptuous. It's voluptuous. You're a real nigga for that. So I was like, what? So there's like different things that are encompassed with it. It's like, you're a little ignorant.
That's what I said.
You got somewhere you can hang with us. Oh, and the other example was when I was DJing, and I was playing a set, and somebody's like, man, you real nigga for that, man. It was good. So
you
it was like,
You had some soul.
So it was like, all these are like compliments.
Yes
like
and
you're
no.
giving.
Yes and yeah. no. You got to think
well,
about
no, no,
it.
Well, no. Think about it like this, because what you said for your definition was all negative. You didn't
That's
say one
like.
Positive.
That's what it sound like.
No, no, but the way I told it was all positives.
It depending on who's looking at it.
Yeah, because you really dived into the roach thing. But it wasn't a negative.
No,
None of it was negative. Yeah.
But like you said,
but if
you're looking at it from like, well, if we go back to the roast situation,
yeah,
if we're looking at it from an aspect of to be bougie is to not be a real nigga, that's fucked up because now you're telling me I can't get nowhere to be a real nigga as a nigga.
But get
if
away
I get a mansion and shit, nigga, and I'm bougie, now I'm not a nigga no more. Like that shit is crazy.
No. The real question is, does getting a mansion make you bougie?
Hell yeah,
no, it don't.
Yes, it do. Certain,
no, it don't.
Certain steps in life is gonna make you bougie.
No, it not.
I'm bougie because I refuse to go do stupid shit.
Do you know what bougie means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's like on some uppity.
I'm better than
snobby.
You.
No,
exactly.
Not necessarily.
Snobby.
Not necessarily.
Snobby.
Not necessarily. But even when
you say snobby.
Yeah, but even when you say the better than you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because
that's
I value.
A snobby thing.
Just because no, just because I value my life a little more than you value yours. Don't mean I'm fucking bougie.
Time out.
We all know what some of these places are about and what some of these places breed. Just like you say, you don't feel comfortable around certain shit.
Right.
Hey, just because I don't feel like the same shit you comfortable with, I don't want to do. Don't mean I'm bougie, nigga.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that shit.
Yeah, but that's
because
not bougie,
huh?
That's not bougie though, right?
That's not bougie.
No, you just said
like
it wasn't bougie.
No, that is bougie, but being bougie don't make me not a real nigga.
And being wealthy doesn't make you bougie.
But in order to get to wealth, you got to become a little bougie.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Just because you're making
be
better decisions.
I can't just go buy no rims no more on some real nigga shit. Sometimes I gotta look poor in order to get to success.
Yeah, but so does that, is that being bougie?
That's like, that's when we talking about real niggas.
That's called humble. We're talking about that's the, humble.
No, but
humble.
We're talking about what a real nigga is.
Right, right. Which
a
that, which
real nigga has its own definition.
Yeah, exactly.
And most of it is is aspects of, I mean, are pretty much, it's negativity.
Oh shit, there is a whole fire.
I know, that's a whole fire up there.
Don't switch lanes. Let's see this.
No, I'm just kidding. Gotta get to the freeway, and that's the way we gotta go too.
Yeah.
That's the exit.
Yeah, we gotta go to the
show.
Oh, that is the one.
The last time we went to LBC Gomez.
We could pass this and then
I'll be happy we ain't in that motherfucker. Somebody cried. Majorly, that's a real fire.
Yeah,
fire.
I think we could, like, it's probably like right here.
Anybody got marshmallows?
We could probably like get
this
over
guy
it.
Said, somebody got marshmallows.
Hey, man,
we could probably
we're still
over
going
it
live on the podcast.
I know, but that's still fucked up. You gotta still think about it. Oh, that's an explosion, too. Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
I heard a pop.
I'm gonna have to.
Now, somebody really is. Right. That's somebody real property, bro.
Yeah.
That's
yeah
like not even just a property aspect.
Some,
we gotta make sure they out that motherfucker. Oh, we can laugh tomorrow.
They've already done that. There's police there. All the motherfuckers are doing their job over there.
Like,
we're not on the scene.
On some
right
real
now
nigga shit, though. They'd be like, God damn, nigga, that's crazy.
God damn.
That is crazy.
Oh,
oh my
fuck
goodness.
We're reporting live from the 10 freeway.
What's up, Dead Rabbits? Quick second. We are actually, there's a fire right in front of us. We are on the Los Angeles 10 trying to get to our 605 exit, and there's a literal fire on the freeway. A little fire. That's just not even lit. It's a whole fucking car, bro.
Two cars.
Fucking cars. How
damn, I felt that heat. Y'all felt that,
felt
right?
It.
I'm like,
damn,
chestnuts roasting on an open fire type shit.
That's crazy.
Chestnuts roasting.
Let's take a quick moment of silence. Hope everybody's safe in that one.
Yeah.
Okay, we back.
Thanks
if you're thirsty, Gomez, what's your suggested drink, man?
Oh, if you guys are thirsty out there because you feel a little... If you let a little bit of heat, let me tell you what I'm drinking. Right
drink
now, I'm drinking a Monster, baby. And inside that, and inside this Monster, it's going to be the Monster Zero White Can. And inside this is a little bit of Tennessee whiskey. So, hey, you feel like that? Get your drink on.
Last time I hit a bump like that in the tire pot.
Like Tennessee
these low pros, baby.
Hey, Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee.
Can't stop this motherfucker from singing.
Come on.
That motherfucker is singing.
We
want to
thank Julian for always being our musical selection.
I'd like to give a shout out to my producer, White Christ, by the way, who always making me sound good on with the auto tune.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, he for sure need auto tune.
Definitely.
Hey, Julian knows how to sing in auto tune. Sing for us, Julian.
I'm at the bar today.
I was feeling you
looking for me.
Hey,
Matt. Oh, my wife's calling me. Pause. Podcast.
Nope. All right,
no.
I didn't record that part.
You need to record that part.
That part right there. You missed it. I'll do it again. Hope you should call me again.
Nah, you stupid. See, you're missing a lot of good show. You got it back on by now.
Yeah, it's back on. It's back on. You have to edit it. You edit it in parts.
Oh, that's good.
To put up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it just takes a little bit longer because there's no Wi-Fi, but it's all good.
Have you guys heard about this experiment with Harvard? Harvard did this experiment where 98% of males that have been stung by bees are heterosexual males.
Hmm.
If they haven't been stung by bees, they're 98% homosexual.
Get the fuck out of here.
So I must ask, Hakeem, have you been stung by a bee?
I'm allergic to them now.
Oh, but you've been, or you've been got stung by you're
the
straight.
What
you're
the
good.
Fuck?
Oh, I,
Christ,
my kids. My kids and my baby mama about to meet me. And here with me always saying, where
the
is
bee
the
test
bitches?
Is full, bro.
Hey, that's your catchphrase, bro. Where the bitches?
All right, so far the theory's
but even then, I got to grow up past that shit. I can't be a grandfather talking about, where's the bitches?
But an OG. Hey, where the bitches, my little guys? I promised not to use the N-word around Ralph respectfully.
Yeah, now you got one more.
Yo,
earlier was
my ninjas.
Use it wisely.
Use it wisely. Bitches and my little ninjas.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't even notice until he said it.
Yo, I know. What about you, Gabe? Have you been stung by a bee before?
Absolutely.
And float like a...
I fucking hate that shit.
But Julian?
Julian, have you been stung by a bee
before?
Fuck,
bro. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. That's straight up. Like,
wait, well, yeah, straight up what Muhammad said. But right. what?
See him dancing around the question, singing ass, dancing.
He can vouch for it straight up.
He
don't even drink or smoke no more.
yo, how have you been stung by a bee?
Oh, man, you know, sometimes you're out in the field, especially the security field, man, and, you know, you're in the field, literally in the field, like, working security.
Yeah, in the field. I know what field you're in.
Oh, what field? I could be in multiple fields.
You're in the unstung field.
I could be in the field mowing somebody's lawn, or in the field selling oranges, or in the field, field security.
I have to be dead honest with you guys. Harvard does not have an experiment. I made that whole shit up.
But he's just witty. He still wouldn't answer.
One of the funniest
he wouldn't
I've ever
answer. He wouldn't answer. That motherfucker. Hey, that motherfucker didn't say yes or no. That motherfucker said, "Well, yeah, you know, dance like a butterfly, sting like." Well, sometimes in spring, the flowers grow.
Sometimes I could be working one field and working another.
I was like, what? What did you been stuck?
Have you been stuck? Well, I was out in the field,
sometimes
mowing the lawn.
And the grass get cut. And that's it, you know?
Picking and selling oranges.
Kind of like the old drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, so,
was good. That was great. That was good. That was great.
I couldn't understand nothing. And he was preaching, too. He was like, ain't that right, church? Y'all get amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, by the way, today I went to the funeral, right? That's why I'm all sexy and shit still.
Okay. But I had to kick it with my boys, bring life back
absolutely,
together.
Right? Absolutely.
So, anyway, we in there. Oh, I didn't mean to laugh. Have you guys ever seen that movie, Life?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah, classic.
Okay, so you remember the part when Eddie Murphy and they get into the prison and Eddie Murphy is reading the letter?
Yeah.
Because nobody else can read? So as he's reading this letter, he's just saying nothing but bad news that have occurred to this guy that this guy was unaware of until this letter was read, right?
Yeah,
so he's reading the letter, and he's like, yeah, so your mama died, your grandpa died, the dog died, your house, the tornado, that shit catch on fire. The lady writing this goddamn letter died. You know what I mean? So he's saying all this bad news, so they're like, anybody else with their letter read? Nah, I'm good. So we talk, the pastor in there, right, he's in there, and he's preaching, and the whole thing, he started talking about, like, deaths that occurred to him, because, you know, it's a funeral, so he's, you know, like, people like to insert themselves into certain situations.
So he's, like, talking about his losses, that
but he has so many of them, and I don't mean to say it like that, because, you know, I didn't want to laugh, and I didn't laugh at that part.
Yeah.
But just holding that shit in, I did laugh eventually. And I'll tell you why and when.
Okay.
But you know, when it's just built up, it was just built the fuck up. But
because he's like listing, bro.
He's like, yeah, I got 11 brothers and sisters, and this, that, and the other, and this one died, and that one died, and this one died, and this one died, and my mama died, and this died, and I was just like, God damn, right? And in my head, I'm thinking of that movie. So I'm like, oh, this is not the perfect time for this shit, right? And then the last thing that he says, I still don't laugh at this time, but the last thing that he says, oh, yeah, and by the way, my wife died of May this year. I said, wait, what the fuck did this nigga say? I didn't laugh, right? But as you let that shit simmer in your head, why would your wife be the last person you mention? That would be my heart. I would still be hurt, right?
And he was like, oh, yeah. My wife.
If it happened in May. No, and I get it. It's a new year and it's barely January and we make mistakes and we still putting 2022 when it's 2023. And I definitely understand the mistake. But for it to be January and he hits his finger down like, yeah, and my wife just died May of this year. We like, well, you should stop it. It hasn't occurred yet. So this is just summer. This is like just in my head. I'm just quiet as fuck, trying not to choke, trying not to look at nobody, trying not to laugh. And then he start preaching and he start going. Yeah. Like, and he keep doing this shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still doing it. And the more you try not to laugh, it's the more you laugh.
Yeah, the more
so
you laugh.
I'm over there. Yeah. I'm over there with my head in my lap, trying to act like I'm crying and shit. Trying not to be seen. Oh, trying not shit. To make no. My cousins and shit looking at me. I'm trying not to look back. I'm over here. Yeah, fuck you.
So mad.
Oh my goodness, man. Fred. That was a good laugh.
That's nuts. Especially to have that like in your head too. Like it's like Martin Lawrence reading his list.
Bruh. Or
reading off the letter. Bruh. And he's just going through like my uncle and
the dog died and the cat died.
Oh, bro, that sound like.
I said, this some bullshit. I said, this can't be true. He lying. He lying. Where we go now?
All right.
So, how about.
We're about 2.5 miles so, away from the next.
Traffic
movie.
Report from White Christ.
You said for our next exit?
Yeah, our next exit is going to be Imperial Highway 9B, 2.3 miles away. It's going to be exit 9B. We're now entering the area of Downey, and we'll be going into Bellflower and Paramount and Long Beach. It's been a nice night. It's an early night. It's barely 7-Eleven, so make sure you stop in for a nice coffee and you get a free muffin on the house. If you mention Red Breast Poppy, they will give you a free muffin.
That is true. Make sure you guys go, and make sure you guys listen to the Red Breast Poppy podcast, also known as Dead Rabbit SC.
One small detail for that 7-Eleven deal is only available at 7-Eleven. It's now 7-12, so.
Gotta take advantage of that time.
Gotta take advantage of it at 60-second mark because we don't have that much money.
Next time, be quick,
for
bitch.
All these fucking muffins. But thanks for participating.
Also, you can stop at your
it's
local Quickie Mart.
Short.
And we're only 22 minutes away from the destination, baby.
Hey, they just missed out on their lemon tea. Are they Twisted Tea?
Who missed out on the Twisted Tea?
Let me tell you about the
7-Eleven deal. They missed out on the Twisted Tea.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's fire.
It's 7-12 now.
What's fire?
Twisted Tea.
Yeah,
half
baby.
And half. Limited and iced tea. Drink it all at once. Get 6% alcohol.
You go hard.
You can
which means you have to drink 7 of them, bitches.
Not even.
See, the thing that pisses me off about it is, like, I read the can. And it's 5%, okay?
So he's lying.
He's been lying on 1%.
Promotion.
You're a 1% liar, buddy.
Oh, my gosh, bro. You would have got us all sued.
How does it feel to be a part of the 1%, jackass?
It feels great, actually. So make sure you guys drink your Twisted Tea, half and half. Half lemonade, half iced tea. It's delicious. A whole 6% alcohol.
Arnold Palmer goes hard.
He said it was 5%.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm drinking the Twisted Tea right now, and I feel splendid.
When Arnold Palmer goes hard, he goes on Twisted Tea.
Who's that?
The guy who invented the
Arnold
Palmer.
Was that a gay thing? Is that gay? Or?
That's the guy that invented the drink?
Yeah. No, so basically
that
lemonade.
That sounds nasty as fuck.
Lemonade and
so
iced tea.
So it's a Twisted Tea, and this nigga name is what, Palmer?
Arnold Palmer. That sounds like a jack-off move.
Yeah, that's what we used to say about, remember, Pamela Henderson?
Oh, Pamela Henderson. Yeah, Pamela Henderson.
Yeah.
I used to date her when I was like in fifth grade.
Y'all broke up?
No, we actually stayed really close.
I fuck with her every now and then. That's my side pussy.
Dude, this fucking one.
Actually, she my main.
Yeah, dude.
I ended up just getting a chick that know how to talk back.
Dude,
she started getting silent on me.
This guy fucking. Oh, dude, we need to get on the Imperial Highway right now. Go all the way over to the right.
Right about now.
All the way over to the right, buddy. All the way over to the right. I'm sorry.
There's no cars behind me.
Yeah, you got it. You're a chief.
You know, that's this.
Always the ones that are injured first.
Fucking fluid, dude. Do it fluid. Do it fluid by Hakim is going to be coming out March this year. It's really just water blessed by Hakim. Special blessing. What do you say when you're blessing again, Hakim? And that blesses the water.
with the splash of Mountain Dew. Do it.
You didn't let me finish.
With the splash of.
He said, he's like, hey, that's
oh shit,
take.
Make a left.
Make a left.
No.
I don't say make a left.
To the left.
That's not the blessing. You know that shit.
Hot
teams
do
right.
It fluid. If you drink this water, you just feel better. That's all I can say. I've had the samples and. I think it's great. I think it makes me feel
people
good.
People after the club don't complain. They be like, ooh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. I gave it to this one dude, and he was like, I feel really hydrated. Then I passed it out to this other chick, and she said, "Wow, I feel like my vagina's getting like wet again." And I was like, "Good.
Why you didn't get her number?"
I'm sorry, I wasn't.
You dropped the ball on the face of y'all.
I'm so sorry, but I was not thinking. I just thought it was good promotion. But anyways,
what's the drink called again, White Christ?
That's Hakeem's Do It Fluid.
Do It Fluid.
They make it do what it do.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Which I'm going to make it do what it do.
One thing I like about his company is that he's not bullshitting people. He's not telling people, like, this is some Do It Fluid, some shit's never been around. Like, he's letting people know, it's water.
Mm-hmm. Straight up.
But this water is going to do what water's supposed to do, which is hydrate the body.
But I got a new book out, too.
Oh, what is it called?
It's a real quick brochure, pretty much, just tell you guys how to make your first $1 million. All you got to do is mail me in a dollar, and I'll send you a copy.
Nice. Only for $1, you're going to get the keys
Trunquito.
From Hakeem, dude. Like, this guy doesn't pass it out for free.
How to make your first $1 million.
We're going
to
make
a
right.
Send me a dollar plus shipping.
And what's the title of it called?
You'll have the brochure.
What's the title of it called?
How to Make Your First $1 million.
Yeah, it's a brochure. It's not a book. It's a brochure.
Hey, brochure. Right.
It could be it's a quick little step guide on how I got my first $1 million.
Yeah, so if you guys are expecting a novel, you're going to be let down. This is a brochure. This is instruction. This is a manual. This is a fucking...
little sheet of paper.
Yeah, and if you don't like being told what to do, then hit the fucking bricks.
Whoa, settle.
He's going to tell you what to do.
I'm going to tell you exactly. No, I'm just going to tell you what I did.
Tonight. Oh, yeah,
he's
going to tell you what
you know
he
what
did.
I
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
And just send me a dollar plus shipping and handling. You guys got my Instagram. You DM me, I'll send you the Cash App. Can't send it now because you know all them hackers and shit. I don't know why they keep asking for my Snapchat or my Instagram, but you know what it is. All these goddamn
hackers. Yeah, it's the age of hacking for sure. Like this fucking guy hacking into our lane.
Or like the age of Aquarius.
What? That's not a hack. That's fucking divine order.
I mean, it is January, so it's Aquarius.
Get on the one.
We're taking this backwards?
No, we're just getting on a different freeway, but.
What did we get off for?
Because we're getting on a different freeway.
No, it's still the same thing.
No, this is a different freeway. We went on the 105.
105.
We wasn't on the 105 the whole time?
Imperial was 105.
We were on the 605.
Yeah,
but then we switched over. Oh, no, I guess we did.
Yeah, now we're on the 105, yeah. I remember. We switched over when we fucking hit that loop de loop.
Here we go, loop de loop. Here we go, loopy la. Hey, back it up.
Hey. On a Saturday.
Back it. Twerk. Drop it. Shake it. Twerk. Snap. Throw that ass back.
Christ. Yeah. You looking
bro, I promise
nice.
You I went to New Orleans, right?
Uh-huh.
Same song we just made right now. I promise you they had that shit going.
Say
you know
less.
That song by Diddy and Faith Evans or B.I.G. when he passed away? I'm missing you.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. Oh, sing it, Julie. I'm going to tell you what they was doing. Say it. Say it. I was in that motherfucking line. Am I sad or happy? Say it.
Like you at church.
I was in that
like you at church.
Bruh. I bullshit you not. I was in a nightclub.
Oh,
and you know, I ain't even from out there. I'm from
big
Cali and shit.
Everywhere.
Nigga, I had a knife on me and shit and all that. I had that shit. I ain't gonna tell y'all how to get shit in the club.
Bro. That's one of the funniest shits I've ever heard in my life.
Bruh, I bullshit you not. I was in that motherfucker trying to be quiet and shit. They can tell we got accents. Nigga, where you from? I'm from where motherfuckers started this shit. Where you from, nigga? I'm not
Rancho Chuchamonga.
I'm not from out here.
Oh, the Cucamonga Cracker Careless.
I'm about to be quiet.
Going to the 710 South.
710 South.
In about 2 miles.
Shake it, bitch.
Every step I take.
You don't beat it.
Every move I make.
Twerk.
I'll be missing you.
Why you got me missing you?
Oh, can't you see?
Throw your ones in the air.
You belong to me.
Hey, Bro, I bullshit you not. I was in that motherfucker like this shit's a slapper. I said, nigga, I need this. Where do I download this shit at?
Where's the mixtape?
I was like, oh my god, DJ, what's your fucking IG?
What's your LimeWire? Where's this on LimeWire?
Oh, you ain't getting that shit on the radio.
No, I can't. I'm gonna be honest with you. I have to probably take that just to try it out. I gotta try that out.
Hey, we family.
I'll give you credit.
We are family.
On White Christ, we need
when
that.
When you match. Make it, we got more gas money.
Hey, White Christ, we got this.
Dude, that's the funniest
mix
shit
it up
I've
in
ever
the studio,
heard.
Man.
And it's true. That's the coolest part about it. It's
quick
true.
Quick message from
here. That's the thing what's about it. Like, the Chris Hemsworth is funny. You got it, but you got, like, that's one thing you got, dude. You know how to talk and tell stories.
Sometimes your stories are way better than mine. I shut up.
I'm a good storyteller too, but like,
listen, your stories have me so intrigued. I've been thinking it's true.
Oh no,
this really? Yeah, be like, it's not true. I've been like, but
I thought it was true.
It's like, bro, I'm so intrigued.
But yeah,
nah,
feel free.
I'm honored that you would even consider taking that goddamn story.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna take that.
We got so many more. That's why it's good, like, that he's starting to record. I'm like, yeah, you know,
it's
just record.
You know, down
I'd be all shy and shit back when I was on my little hood nigga shit.
Dude, you want
to
hear a
set?
Now
I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to get rich. Fuck this shit.
I wrote a set for this guy off of recorded shit. He never used any of these jokes. But this is these jokes are dated.
Did you pick the wrong way again?
No, I think you're straight. Yeah, I think you're straight.
Long.
You think we're going to see Snoop Dogg?
No, yeah, we're going to go to 710 South. We're straight.
Y'all think we're going to see Snoop Dogg?
Snip? No, no.
It does. No. Ben left.
He goes to Long Beach here and there because he does the coaching shit.
Oh, yeah. He put the city on the map, bro.
Oh, Snip, yeah.
He well respected.
Uncle Snip.
Dude, I remember one time, it was like two-year run where literally 80 to 90% of my gigs were in Long Beach.
Yeah? Oh, that's the
yeah. I was just like always in Long Beach doing like, you know, baby shower or birthday party, wedding. I was like, damn, Long Beach is feeling your boy.
Long Beach.
And then, dude, one time I got super drunk at one of these parties. Uh-huh. And then when I came to, like, in my mind where I was actually like, oh, shit, like, you know, I can remember the moment. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck am I doing in the jacuzzi? I was in
what
these people's jacuzzi.
What the fuck was you doing in the jacuzzi?
Dude, I was in the
you
jacuzzi.
You got me asking the same shit you asked yourself. Bro, how the fuck did you just go from an event?
Yeah, I was DJing.
In the jacuzzi.
I was DJing this event, and then
did somebody slip you a Mickey?
No, they had like some drinks. They had like some jungle juice and different drinks and shit.
Oh, the jungle juice is what did it.
But bro, yeah, dude, before I knew it, I was in a fucking jacuzzi. And then I was like, oh shit, my shit.
Did they pay you?
Oh, they paid me well. But the thing was,
I wouldn't have paid you shit.
Oh yeah, they paid me before I got there.
I'd have used that as an excuse. But see, that's some real nigga shit.
Sorry,
yeah, they were like, see how I brought that back.
Yeah, yeah. But they was on some real nigga shit. Like, no, we paid you. You're good. Yeah,
that's some real nigga shit.
Enjoy yourself.
That's
I was
some
like,
real nigga shit too.
There's a girl that I still do business with to this day. I met at that party.
Yeah?
Who was one of the girls in that fucking jacuzzi.
Well, you had bitches in the jacuzzi with you? You was just by yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't by myself. No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We was having a fucking
preach.
And I went, yeah, we was having a good time.
Young nigga, preach.
Dude,
preach.
Man, that was a crazy party. But I was like, oh, shit, my shit. I got to get my shit together. And they're like, dude, you put all of your shit away. So I packed up all my DJ gear, put it in the truck. I had a truck at that time. Put it in my truck, and I was straight. So I was like, when the fuck did I do
so
that?
You was done.
I was fucked up.
Oh, so you was after hours. Like, you just partying them.
Yeah, but I remember, like, the
and
party
And you
was,
did, you do still have your equipment. It's not like they told you
exactly,
you put it up and they robbed you.
Right, I didn't.
Like, don't worry about it. You already put it up.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you already put it up.
They done got your ass.
Yeah, like, and I did put it away. I was like,
won't you play this girl a love song?
Quit singing, motherfucker.
Singing motherfucker,
hey, he won't say nothing for an hour, and then all of a sudden he just come out singing.
Cause he's a DJ, so I was like, DJ, won't you play this girl a love song?
No, we understood why.
Yeah, we know exactly why you sang. Our question is this: why aren't you singing for a living? That's my question.
Oh,
question.
Yeah, that could turn into a multi-different type of ooh.
So let's get hit the studio mics.
Ooh, let's see where this goes. This is a good topic.
You don't have a studio to record your vocals?
Oh, I got some vocals recorder, man. I just got to turn them in.
Wait, then, like, say, like, you have your own microphone where you could go, like, just lay your shit down?
I just had, like, a voice recorder, you know, that was, like...
Yeah.
And then I recorded some tracks, a cappella, and then you can put it on the hard drive and hook it into the USB port, and then, you know...
Why don't you just put it on, like,
Spotify? SoundCloud, you're saying, mate? I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it all yourself. You don't need
just,
a producer.
It's just, like, it's just me a cappella tracks, no background tracks. It's just a cappella.
No music?
Like
nobody want to hear no fucking acapella. You gotta be really good, and you gotta be in
unless
a group.
You're singing. Don't worry, be
you gotta be in a group. You gotta do this. You gotta do this. Y'all ready? This is acapella.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes. Your lips said hello, and I said hi. I knew right there you were the one.
Where's my group?
I know what.
It's David Ruffin.
How the fuck am I?
Where's my group?
Hop back to my satisfaction.
I'm a resource.
Baby, you're more than just a friend. And if I ever fall in love.
Guys,
you're gonna make me blush.
We want to thank the conductor, Hakeem,
yes,
for that.
Please.
Thank you so much.
You know, I try to do what I can when I can.
This is the Art LeBeau dedication hour.
And I would like to make a dedication to Tiny Joker locked up for life. I'm still gonna hold it down for you when you come home, big.
Hey,
that's a problem, bro. That's a problem. No,
shout out to these three. Great vocals from these three gentlemen. I'm like,
that's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, I hate the Art LeBeau show.
Talk
I hate
to me. Talk to me.
Hate the Art LeBeau show.
Talk to me.
Yeah, talk to me.
I can tell you, okay, first of all, it's not that I hate it. I don't really hate it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just tired. Like, you know.
I'm so tired.
Ralphie, you know, we're Mexican, right? So that's what we are. We're Mexican.
And me and Keem are.
I thought we were some real niggas.
That's right. We're all Mexican. Sorry? We just found out Hakeem was Mexican. My bad.
Hey, man, he's dark skinned Mexican.
He's
my nigga.
Yeah, he's dark skin. So we're Mexican, right? So
I'm actually Native American, Black, Mexican, white.
He's Colombian.
I'm not at all in this bitch, but I'm nigga.
He's Colombian.
But keep going. Go with the story, my bad.
So, you know, the thing is, like, when we listen to that, you know, you listen to that, and there's, like you just said, like, there's, like, 4 or 6 cholos, and they're always fucking making requests.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I want to give a shout out to my homie Bicarne, who's locked up. Hey, sweater, weddle, bico.
Bico.
Fucking love you, eh?
I'll see you when you got out.
And I'm listening to this. I'm like, I could use some sweater. I'm a little drunk right now. I could use a bico.
Yeah.
You know? So then request a song. And don't let it be a birthday.
You just talk to me.
Because if it's a birthday, if it's a girl's birthday, what song they play?
That's your name.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my baby girl. Hey, happy birthday. I love you, baby. And what song hits? Think about it.
Bomb, bomb.
No, it goes like this. 16 candles.
Oh, yeah, I know 16 candles.
16 candles.
Now,
keep in mind, though, Keith. Oh, if it's your homeboy, if it's your homeboy, you're like, yeah, I want to give a shout out to the homeboy, Big Bello. Hey, Bello, happy birthday for this song for you. And you know what song it is?
What?
I'm 18 with the bullet. My baby got my finger on the trigger. I'm going to pull it.
You're hanging out with fucking
Julie. I mean, I listened to that shit.
I mean, I'm not even done. Then you got like 6 or 7 cholos, and they're all in love. And they all start off the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, I want to give a shout out to Maruca.
Maruca. Hey, is that her name or is that Spanish word for my love?
That's like, Maruca is like
Maruca.
Like my amor type issue.
Almost like my peace.
Yeah, oh, baby.
Oh, wow.
I love you. I love you, ain't for real.
Yeah, it's like a G for work.
Forever. What song they sing?
I knew it had to be something from Selena.
Hey, bro, I was
Selena! But it's Selena's bus. I like that movie.
What song is it, Gomez?
What song? Come on. Give it to us. What's the song?
Okay.
What fucking song are we waiting on? I'm trying to figure it out.
Give us the bloody song, you twat.
Hold on.
I think he forgot.
Angel baby. My angel baby. Ooh, ooh, I love you. That's
let me tell you how I know he's not lying, because we all know that fucking song.
Fuck yeah.
We all know that song.
Yeah, I got the lyrics.
That's how we know
right
it.
Now, man. Let's run it.
We're not going to
like C, right?
Copyright.
I'm making a point.
Copyright.
Yeah, I think it's straight.
Shit. Oh, Shoreline Drive's right here, yeah.
So oh, okay. This is the exit right here. Good point.
My angel baby.
Or
my
there's always...
They were in a nice little area. I like it.
Oh, you're right.
I'm your puppet. He's not lying because we all know the song.
I'll do the strings
if you want me to. I'm your puppet.
That's why I can't stand it.
I'm yours to have and to hold.
There you go.
The kiss, y'all. I'm your puppet. Why I smell like piss right here?
Because we're in Long Beach.
Oh yeah, it's right here. But actually, we're going to a nicer spot. It's gonna start smelling like barbecue pretty soon.
Oh, barbecue
and
Hennessy.
My goodness,
barbecue and Hennessy.
Look at Long Beach. Shout out to Snoop Dogg who talked about Long Beach.
LBC, RIP to my favorite singer,
Crips.
Nate Dogg,
and the Rolling 20 Crips. Yeah,
RIP Nate Dogg, by the way. R.I.P. Nate Dogg. When
Snoop
I met you last night, baby.
Oh shit. Okay. You open
up your gap.
Don't stop now. Come on, hit it. I thought of respect
for your lady.
Mm-hmm. But now I take it all back.
But why?
Because you gave me all your pussy. I would have respected her more.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But then she.
And even like my boss.
I would have even respected her. Thank you. I want you to come back. What the fuck? I'm not breaking up with you. Then why he want her number then?
I promise, baby. I'll give you a call.
See, he gonna keep it real. Next time I'm feeling kind of horny, you come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back. And open your mouth.
Why?
Cause I have never met a girl
that
I love in the whole wide world.
Get it, King.
Let me tell you something.
Well, if corrupt gave a fuck about a bitch, I'll always be broke. I never had no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get smokes and do me. Bitch, you can't do me. Do either like DPG. You lucy groupie. I got no love for hoes. That's something that I learned from the past. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's mine. I'ma fuck a couple more times. And then I'm through with it. It's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know, the bitches ain't shit to me. I give a fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? I pay with a different proposition. I'm corrupt. Ho, you never be my only one. Trick ass bitch, it ain't no fun. And the homies can't have none. It ain't no fun. That's Long Beach for your ass.
Let's go, give it up for Long Beach.
Let me give a quick shout out
to my boy Brian Bernard.
Hey Brian,
of the other
right on,
the other fucking
What's up, Brian?
Yeah, podcast out there. My boy Brian over there holding it down every Sunday. Make sure you guys give him a listen. LBC native right there. Also part of the
oh, that smells good.
Everything.
Yeah, okay. So that's the motherfucker that's going to make sure we straight when we come out here, in this town
of Long Beach. And hey,
shout out, to the Queen Mary. Did a couple gigs there with Gomez. What was that? Smoking Grooves. And what was the other
smoking
one?
Smoking Grooves, yeah.
There was something else we did, too.
I got blood. It looked cold out here.
The Long Beach one.
Because remember they had Warren G, they had fucking Game, and then the Rhyme, I want to go, Dilla Beat, or is that, that's a Rakim, I know, so yeah, it's all Rakim, yeah, and they just remade it, so we can fucking sing it, because we didn't have, I was like, what is that, because I actually know a Dilla Beat that has that sample in it, it's clean, it's a couple good joints on there.
Yeah, it was the, I think it was Make 'Em Clap to This. That's when they had the paper parking in this bitch. I'm not on that date, I'm with my niggas.
my brothers. You're with your brothers. We're brothers. We're happy, we're singing, and we're colored.
Give me a high five. All right, cut and check. Beautiful guy.